With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom this morning, the 19th day of his criminal trial, which is winding down. When he's not confined to court, the former president generally hits the campaign trail. And such was the case over the weekend when he addressed the National Rifle Association in Dallas.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
Iranian President Raisi, the country's top diplomat, and several other officials killed in a helicopter crash. The BBC's Caroline Hawley says the helicopter went down in a heavy fog northwest Iran.
Supporters of the Islamic Republic had been asked to pray for the president as search teams scoured the mountainous region close to the border with Azerbaijan, where the helicopter carrying him was reported missing. He'd been inaugurating a dam project and was traveling back in a convoy of three helicopters when the crash happened yesterday afternoon. Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, was with him. A huge rescue operation was hampered by thick fog, and when the wreckage was found a few hours ago, the search teams found no survivors. One official was quoted as saying the helicopter was completely burned. With the death of the foreign minister as well, Iran has lost two of its most influential figures at a time of heightened tensions in the region and at home.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court being criticized by Israel and Hamas after announcing he is seeking arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister, its defense minister, as well as several Hamas officials, accusing them of involvement in war crimes as well as crimes against humanity stemming from the war in Gaza. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 76 points, NASDAQ up 61. This is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy that's based on students' sex. The ACLU claims that the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event, but was told by the principal that he could not represent the school dressed like that. The ACLU argues the district's dress code violates Title IX. This is SRN News. What's in a name? Well, for one Texas community, the answer is plenty, although not quite enough.
Another attempt by the city of Kyle, Texas, to break the world's record for the largest gathering of people with the same name has fallen short again. That's despite 706 Kyles showing up at a park in the small community of Kyle. The current Guinness World Records holder, well, that goes to a town in Bosnia in 2017. That's when more than 2,300 people named Ivan got together. Jason Walker reporting.
90-year-old Ed Dwight, America's first black astronaut candidate, has finally made it into space 60 years later. He and five other passengers took a ride aboard a Jeff Bezos Blue Origin rocket yesterday. The trip made Dwight the record holder for being the oldest person to venture into space. More details, SRNNews.com.